USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Who's to blame if the nation defaults on its debt? It depends on who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said some progress has been made. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
The mayor of a southeast Texas border town says they're still on high alert, but not overwhelmed. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Laredo Mayor Victor Trevino says everything the city has done since issuing a declaration of emergency has held up. He says the big flow many were predicting has not arrived yet. Trevino's comments reflect the latest assessment by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of a 50% drop in U.S. Border Patrol encounters since Title 42 ended. The Phoenix Suns are firing head coach Monty Williams. Williams was a two-time NBA Coach of the Year in four seasons with the Suns. The team was eliminated from the NBA playoffs by the Denver Nuggets earlier this week, Phoenix's second loss in the conference semifinals in as many seasons. It's Mother's Day, so obviously money is no object.
The National Retail Federation says 84% of U.S. adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year, with the most spent on flowers, jewelry, electronics, and special outings.
This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
A rare spring heat wave is expected to bring 90-degree temperatures to the Pacific Northwest. Both Portland and Seattle are forecast to hit 90 degrees today as a high-pressure system raises temperatures up to 25 degrees above average from Northern California to British Columbia. On Monday, the spring heat wave is expected to push north into western Canada, where forecasters are warning of increased fire risk and rapid snowmelt. GM says there's a problem with some of their cars' airbags. Jeremy Scott has more.
General Motors is recalling nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags in Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017. They say airbags produced by ARC Automotive before 2018 could explode and spray shrapnel during deployment. Federal regulators are urging the manufacturer to recall all of their 67 million airbag inflators. Drivers can have the module replaced for free.
Brittany Griner is back on the basketball court after a 10-month detainment in Russia last year. The WNBA star made her long-awaited return during Friday night's preseason game. The Phoenix Mercury center played 17 minutes, scoring 10 points and pulling down three rebounds. Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded Ukraine. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.